Hello?
Hello?
I thought you said 10:30.
No, it's 10 o'clock. Starts at 10.
Right.
Let me call both of you.
Hello?
Hi, good morning,
Hi, good morning. Sorry. Please,
Dr. Gobi.
yeah,
No
tell
problem,
me.
no problem. I'm starting the call right now with Leo from West Coast Router.
Okay. We have that conference call right now? I thought you
Yeah.
canceled it.
No, not canceled. I told you I confirmed it. I confirmed it. I usually
No,
I can I
in your email, it said considered. And okay. Well, then I have to hang up. Anush, I have to take this call. Yeah, I can call you after this. Okay, bye. Hold on a second now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm starting the call now.
Agent,
Oh.
he's what? He's
He's a
plumber.
plumber, West Coast. Yeah, his name is Leo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Leo. It's Clayton.
Hey, what's up, Clayton?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'm on the call right now with my manager, Rick, and also my boss, Dr. Gopi.
Okay.
Hi, Leo. Good
How
to
are
speak
you?
with you again. Good, good,
Yeah,
good.
same here. What's going on?
We are progressing on the app, and we thought we'll give you a call and check a few things before we actually build a prototype and show it to you.
Yes.
Okay. First thing I would like to talk about is how we get your leads delivered.
My lead?
Yeah.
The first time when we spoke, I told you, remember I did some advertising and stuff? But it really didn't work for me because I wasn't really getting any work. Like my
Right.
field of work, like I do a service, like plumbing. It's
Yeah.
basically it's like a word to mouth, like just recommendations from one person to the other, Like, yeah, you do a good job, people like it, and they refer you, So, but
Yeah,
yeah,
we can get
that's
you,
how,
we can
huh?
get, yeah, but we can get you new leads, either through recommendations or from our social network or by actual advertising. We can get you leads.
Yeah, I know. I tried all that, and like right now it's like my work since the last time we spoke, I want to say has tripled, So I'm
Tripled. Wow.
I'm actually like keeping real busy. I think like another 6 months to a year I might need to like get some help, So but for now
Yeah.
I'm basically
Okay.
able to manage myself, but yeah, I think in another 6 months to a year, I might need a second person and stuff,
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking for another person. Maybe you will look for another person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I get it that you don't need any leads right now. But can I ask you a question? In case you needed leads, how do you like it delivered? I mean, via phone calls, hot transfer, live transfer, text, email?
I think a mainly majority of the people they don't even receive leads or anything. I think everything is done by email. I think the most convenient way is by email.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you tell somebody I'll text you, they're like, oh, I'll just email you. So I think email is the way to go now. So
Okay.
Because that's how I communicate and bill all my customers is through email, you know? So. Yeah.
How about when a phone call comes into us, you don't want the call transferred on, you're saying. In case, I know you don't need leads right now, but I'm interested in your opinion about how best to deliver leads in case you want it. That means, so you don't want calls, you want email leads, right?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I get leads like that too from like some random numbers, because you know how my number is listed. It's like I'll get it through a text. It just tells me like the location of the service address and what the issue is. But it won't give me a contact number unless I subscribe to with them, you know, like their monthly fee or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Who does that? Yelp or what is it?
No, I tried Yelp. I tried Google, but I mean, you know what? It's like random numbers I get texts from. So I actually started blocking them because I called them once, and they kind of like work like Yelp. You know, like I would get charged every time somebody would click on my site. You know, or like my business name. Yeah. So yeah, that's how like. Yelp, when I was advertising, every time somebody like went on my business address, they would charge me like $8, you know, if I got the job or not, you know.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
But, so you don't want text like that, but real leads, you don't want text either. You just want email.
You know what? Email or text is more convenient because like when people get random calls with like random numbers, you know how those robocalls are or those scam likely calls? Yeah, people aren't really going to answer a number that they don't know, you know? So I think for leads, it's better to either email or text, you know? Because me personally, when I get a phone call that I'm not sure of, especially like my personal number, it's like I will never answer it unless I know who it is, you know? If I don't know the number, I won't answer it. If they leave a message, you know, I'll call them back. If not, oh well, you know, so.
Right.
But I think, yeah, to spread your work through four leads, I think, email or texting is way better than actually calling them, you know.
Now, going from leads, the next thing is, do you ever needed or thought about dispatching service, you know, a dispatcher who will dispatch your people who may be on the job? Do you have any other employees?
No, for now it's just me myself. No, I mean, I average like maybe 50 to 60 service calls a month. Which is like, that's nothing for me. You know, I'm capable of doing more than 200 service calls alone because the company I used to work for weekly, we averaged like 50 to 60 calls, you know, and now I'm doing, I'm doing that in a month, but if you do the math, it's like I'm averaging more income, you know, working for somebody else because, yeah, like I said, I used to do more than 200 service calls a month for the company I work for. But I think for now, like I said, I'm alone. I'm not really looking to any, like, dispatchers and stuff. I do my billing myself, all my appointments and accounts receivable, all that. You know, I'm doing everything myself. So.
But billing and accounts receivable, if we provide that on the app, on our app, right? Like QuickBooks Sync and all that, like a real customer relationship management, that will save you time, don't you think so?
Well, the app I'm using, it pretty much does a lot of the things for me, you know, like keeping track of my payments, like my income, or like if a bill is overdue and stuff. Remember I told you about that Joist app we spoke last time?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I signed up, it was a free app. The only way they made their money is if a customer paid online with a credit card. I think they charged like 2.5%.
Right.
So, but you know what? I think I'm paying like the annual, which is like $120 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's pretty easy. You know, it's pretty simple. It's not complicated. Like for what I'm doing now, like in this phase of my business, it's
mm-hmm.
very, very like easy. And, you know, it's like I said, I've been on my own for almost a year, and it's not anything fancy, but it's just like the basic, like you know, it's not like QuickBooks. Yeah, I could link it to my sync it to the QuickBooks account if I have it, but
mm-hmm.
for now, you know, it's working fine for me, you know, until I get a little busier or maybe start hiring more people and stuff, you know.
Okay, yeah, Joyce is a pretty good app, right?
Yeah.
And but okay, then moving forward, is there any future that you really have thought about that would be useful to you in an app other than leads or what Joyce does?
Well, if I do end up becoming a bigger company, you ever heard of a Service Titan?
Yeah,
that's the program I'll probably end up using, Service Titan. Because that keeps track, you could do everything pretty much on that, like dispatching, scheduling, accounts receivable, billing, all that, you know, through the Service Titan app.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the company I worked for, they had that program before I resigned, and I probably worked with that system for like maybe 4 years, the Service Titan app.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good system, you know. That's like for bigger companies and stuff. So, like for 2 to 3 or even 5 employees, it's not worth it. You know, you got to be a big company to use the Service Titan app.
Right, and that's a lot more expensive, right? Service Titan.
Yeah. I think he paid. If I'm not mistaken, I think he paid like $15,000 or something, or $15,000 to $20,000.
Big money.
Yeah.
No, but coming back to what you are saying is you are perfectly happy with Joyce and the way you are running the business, and during the day you don't notice anything that an app can really give you more unless you become bigger, right? Unless you have more people and so okay.
Yeah, the only thing bad about the Joyce app is, like for example, like the Service Titan system, like if you hit the customer's name, it would search all the recent history, you know, like days and amounts and what you did, but the Joyce app doesn't have that. It's like you gotta go in manually. Yeah, I mean it's in there, but it's a little bit harder to. Like try to go back and find, you know, like instead of a minute, it might take you 3-4 minutes to try to find the invoice. But it's still in there. I'm not saying it disappears from the system. It's just a little bit more difficult, you know, to try to
Anything else we want to know whether we can improve Joyce? We can do something better for you than Joyce.
Pretty much, like I said, the way it works, it's pretty good, and they are gonna update some more because there are some features that says that it's coming soon. I can go in and check here. Like it's gonna be called Joyce Pro. So document backup, custom contract and logos, client notifications, and photo attachments. But like I said, it's a very good app, and I don't mind paying the $120 a year or whatever it is, you know, because before I started using Joist, I was, like, trying to find something decent, and the only thing decent was the QuickBooks, but that was, like, too complicated for me, you know, so, and I didn't really need that. But for now, like I said, sir, Joist is perfect, you know, it's working out pretty good for me for right now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you. We still will move on with our app, and we'll show you. I think, given what you said, we can do it better than Joyce, but you might not be interested in it because it's only marginal, right? You wouldn't shift from Joyce to something else unless there is something significant, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it's something I like, you know what, sir? I don't mind paying for a good product. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I'm gonna pay money and not enjoy the product, it's like I don't need to be spending that money. You know what I'm saying? But like, I used Joyce for like 7 months when it was free, and they still made money. Like I said, they made 2.5. I think it's 2.5 or 3% on a credit card. That's the only way they make money off of you, is if a customer mm-hmm. pays online, you know. But if you get cash or check, they're not making money pretty much, you know. And I think a lot of the people that use Joyce probably caught up, you know. They were either collecting cash or having their customers pay by a check. Mm-hmm. And I think they noticed it, that they weren't making as much money. That's why they probably made it like a, you could either pay an annual installment or monthly. You know, I think monthly is like $10. It's the same thing, but just you go month to month, you know, basically. It's like $10
right.
a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if it's a, have you developed your app yet, or it's still in the works?
It's still in the works. It's still in
yeah.
the works.
Yeah, I think if you've checked out Joyce, then you'd make something similar to that, you know, with maybe a few extra things, like see the Service Titan app we had, like if we went and did a job and we scheduled an appointment for like the future, like our dispatchers would get a notification to call that customer, you know, or the customer would get an email automatically sent through them from a Service Titan, you know. Like, stuff like that, you know, because it's a busy world and people have a lot to do and they can't, like, remember everything, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right. But that kind of a feature will get you to switch from Joyce to an app if we give you some of the features of Service Titan at a much cheaper price?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, for now I'm good with Joyce, but, like, I'm actually almost about finishing up to get my contractor's license.
Uh-huh.
So once I do that, I'm going to go and tackle more like corporate accounts, commercial accounts, like apartment owners, building, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And once that happens, I know I'm going to need more manpower because I also offer on-call service. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, for now I'm happy. I'm managing it well myself, but I do want to grow. You know, I do want to be a small company or a big company one day. You know, I don't know what the future will bring, but I do want to expand. Mm-hmm. Yes, I basically want to be able to set up a company and just you know what, go meet customers, get. get more work, and pretty much manage the company while I have employees knocking out the service calls, you know? Because I don't want to do, like, customer relations and also be on the field. I feel once I have enough manpower and people that I can trust, that way I can concentrate more on the customer relations, getting more workflow and all that stuff,
right.
Hiring technicians. Yeah, but... But for now, you know, that's all in the future, and hopefully it does happen, but, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how everything
goes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Leo.
No problem, sir. It was good talking to you. Is there any other, questions or...
Well, if you think of something, in your daily jobs, right, where we could help you, like route planning or better customer relationship management, like sending automatic notifications that you are on the way, or even, you know, one of the things we are thinking of doing is having a place to order to wholesale, like where do you buy most of your parts?
I buy them from plumbing supply houses. Majority of the time, it's like specialty supply houses for plumbing, like Hirsch or Ferguson's. I don't know if you guys are local in the LA area.
Yeah.
But they
yeah.
pretty much have them everywhere, you know? And,
right.
you know, certain stuff they don't have, I have to go to like a mom and pop shop. But majority uh-huh. of the times, I get all my plumbing stuff from either Ferguson's or Hirsch pipe supply.
Is there anything helpful we can do in interfacing with them from the app? I mean, can we save you time to pick up or get it delivered or ordered or get better prices?
You know what? I think that will be useful, but that has to be a company that has a lot of employees and a lot of inventory, you know, so they can order in bulks because I think if it's somebody that's just going to go to a supply house and, let's say, buy one trap and one garbage disposal, it's not going to be that useful for them, you know? What
right.
you're saying is probably more convenient for bigger companies that order in higher volumes. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? It'll be more convenient for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a good feature that they offer, you know? Or
mm-hmm.
like what Service Titan also offered was, once we were on our way to our customer, that customer would get either a email notification or a text that we're on their way. You can do that, and it would also show send them a picture of the technician, so it would put them more at ease. They know who's pretty much going to their house for service, you know. It's like they already knew how you look like before you pulled up, you know. It kind of put them more at ease, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's a
but
good feature.
You usually want to actually pick up from the store. You don't want to get it delivered anywhere. You like
no, because where I live, there's all kinds of plumbing stores. I live like 2 minutes from a Home Depot and 5 minutes from a plumbing supply, just by walking, you know. So like when I get a job and I need to grab a part, first place I go is the Home Depot. You know, I just drive there, pick it up, and boom. Like if I lived miles away, like some people, you know, like
mm-hmm.
let's say in the valleys or desert areas where it's like an hour drive or half hour drive, maybe that would be
mm-hmm.
more convenient for people like that. But for me, it's like mm-hmm. I live in an area where everything is very close to me, you know. That's mm-hmm. it could be like hardware, clothing, food, whatever, you know. There's everything very
right.
close to the area where
right.
I live. So, yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, if I get any ideas or you know stuff, I have Clayton's number. I can always call him. And,
we are very very much appreciate any help. We want to compete with Joist and Service Titan definitely because we know that's used by quite a few people, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and you do have that option where you can attach photos on your app, right? Like let's say you could snap photos and attach it to the invoice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what Joist also offers is like when I email my customers,
mm-hmm.
I get a notification email that my customer has opened the invoice, so I know they viewed the invoice, you know. So
mm-hmm.
maybe that's something you might want to add to, like, because a lot of people say, "Oh, we never got the email," but once they open the email, I get an email from Joist saying that my customer viewed the work order, you know. So.
Yeah, definitely.
If anything pops up, I'll definitely let Clayton know about it. You know, I'll call
him. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. It was good talking to you.
Have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Yes. Can you mind giving me 1 second that way I can confirm your address to make sure that I have the correct one? Give me just 1 second.
Okay, bud.
Yeah, let's see here.
Clayton, I think last time I got the check, my name was misspelled. I think it's supposed to be Levon. It was Zevon.
All right, give me 1 second. I can fix that right now. Just give me one second.
Yeah. You guys have a name of the app, what it's going to be called?
Or yeah, it's called Simplia. Simplia.
What is it?
Simplia.
S-I-M-P-L-I-A.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, Simplia. Okay. Yeah, that sounds catchy. It's nice. Make
okay.
everything simple. Nice.
Sorry about that. I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, it's all right. Sorry, bro.
Was your address 18901 Dixon Street, Porter Ranch?
No, no.
Hold on, that's differently over.
My address
here it is. Yeah, here it is. I found it. That's 1158 Leadwell Street, North of Hollywood, California 91605, correct?
Yeah, it's a 11558, 1155.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
all right, awesome. Let me fix the name really fast. Let me see here.
It's Levon, Levon.
Levon. Okay, I put a Z instead. Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be V as in
Victor. The last name spelled K as in kite, H as in Henry, A as in Alex, C as in Charles, H as in Henry, I as in ivory, K as in kite, Y as in yours, A as in Alex, N as in Nancy?
Yes.
All right, awesome, awesome. Yeah, so I'll make sure we go ahead and I get this out today. I should get to you probably within the next few days.
Thank you,
so
Clayton. Appreciate that. All right, brother. No worries.
No problem. You have a good one. Talk to you soon.
You too, brother. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, bro.
Bye-bye.